A University of Vermont scientist recently won a $500,000 grant to fund his research studying a more rare form of breast cancer. The rate of women dying from breast cancer has gone down by about 2% over the last decade, but for about 15% of breast cancer cases, there isn't a specific treatment available. These women can only receive general chemotherapy, which kills many more cells than just the cancerous ones. And as VPR's Kathleen Masterson reports, a UVM researcher stumbled upon a new approach that could someday treat these more aggressive tumors.
Researcher Jason Stumpf has been studying how human body cells divide and reproduce for about 2 decades. He's studying the process of mitosis. Think back to high school biology. It's where the human cell divides, creating 2 daughter cells with the same DNA.
What my lab really does is tries to understand how cells divide in the first place. So this is how cells proliferate in the body.
The cell division process is part of how ordinary growth occurs in our blood cells and organs and how the body repairs tissue. In human bodies, nearly 2 trillion cells divide every day. Stumpf wasn't focused specifically on breast cancer until one day.
A serendipitous observation that cells that are from these triple negative breast cancer tumors require one of the proteins that we've been working on in my lab for division.
So Stumpf's lab stumbled onto a key protein that these breast cancer tumor cells rely on to multiply. And his early research suggests that inhibiting this molecule does not affect the multiplication of normal cells. Cancer, at its most basic, is the uncontrolled runaway division of cells, when tumor cells multiply, ignoring the body's signals to stop the growth. With about 85% of breast cancers, there are existing treatments that specifically target receptors on the tumors. The drugs work by cutting off the tumor from communicating and therefore stopping it from multiplying. But there are other forms of breast cancer that don't use these 3 common receptors to multiply. That's why they're called triple negative breast cancer.
The problem with the triple negative breast cancers is that they don't have any of these targets. And so at this point, there are no known molecular targets for triple negative breast cancer. And the only way to treat those types of tumors is to give patients what we call cytotoxic agents.
That's a type of chemotherapy that basically blasts all cells multiplying in that area, be they healthy or tumor cells. But if blocking the protein that Stumpf's lab is working on could stop triple-negative breast cancer tumor cells without harming other body cells, the potential is huge. Stumpf recently won a Susan G. Komen grant for nearly $500,000 to study this protein for the next 3 years. As part of that grant, Stumpf's research team will seek regular input from several patient advocates. Those are volunteers who advise the scientists from the perspective of someone who's experienced treatment. Carol Vallette is one of those advocates. She's a breast cancer survivor herself and works right here in Burlington. Stumpf sought out her advice even before he got the grant, and she reaffirmed for him why his focus on triple negative breast cancer is so important.
So when you get a diagnosis of triple negative, it's like, that's pretty bad. There's chemotherapies, there's treatments that are used, but there isn't one drug or protocol that will really stop and cure that cancer. So that's why triple negative is considered a very important problem.
Vallette didn't have triple negative breast cancer. She had another, more treatable form. So she understands firsthand how having a targeted drug can affect both the treatment experience and the outcome. And after surviving breast cancer, Vallette sought out all kinds of ways to give back to the research and medical community. For one, she has volunteered for multiple clinical trials. That's research or drug trials involving patients.
I always said yes because I'm a strong believer in research. This is how we advance treatment, we advance science, we advance benefits to patients of all sorts. But what I came to realize after attending the breast cancer conference in 2007 is that it's not just the clinical research that we see, but there's so much lab research that happens first.
Vallette says basic lab science that helps us understand how cells function is critical, because it's these findings on which pharmaceutical companies rely for their development of treatment therapies. Throughout that whole research process, Vallette says it's the patient advocate's role to keep asking the scientists questions and sharing insight from the patient experience.
And a lot of the bench-to-bedside work, it's not immediate. It's not like the answer will be, oh, so next year on the market. That doesn't happen. It's a long process. And even if the goals and success that is initially laid out don't happen, there's always good learning that comes out of this.
These upcoming years of research will help determine if the molecule Stumpf is studying has enough potential that pharmaceutical companies would consider developing a treatment drug. For VPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.